Wealth file number 9. Rich people are bigger than their problems. Poor people are smaller than their problems. As I said earlier, getting rich is not a stroll in the park. This is a journey that is full of twists, turns, detours, and obstacles. The road to wealth is fraught with traps and pitfalls, and that's precisely why most people don't take it. They don't want the hassles, the headaches, the responsibilities. In short, they don't want the problems. Poor people will do almost anything to avoid problems. They see a challenge and they run. The irony is that in their quest to make sure they don't have problems, they have the biggest problem of all. They're broke and miserable. The secret to success, my friends, is not to try and avoid or get rid of or shrink from your problems. The secret is to grow yourself so that you are bigger than any problem. Whether you are rich or poor, playing big or playing small, problems do not go away. If you're breathing, you will always have so-called problems and obstacles in your life. Let me make this short and sweet. The size of the problem is never the issue. What matters is the size of you. This may be painful, but if you're ready to move to the next level of success, you're going to have to become conscious of what's really going on in your life. Are you ready? Here goes. If you have a big problem in your life, all that means is that you are being a small person. Don't be fooled by appearances. Your outer world is merely a reflection of your inner world. If you want to make a permanent change, stop focusing on the size of your problems and start focusing on the size of you. Take a full breath and decide right now, in this very moment, you will be a bigger person and not allow any obstacle or problem to take you out of either your happiness or success. The bigger the problems you can handle, the bigger the business you can handle, the bigger the responsibility you can handle, the more employees you can handle, the more customers you can handle, the more money you can handle, and ultimately, the more wealth you can handle. Again, your wealth can only grow to the extent that you do. The objective is to grow yourself to a place where you can overcome any problems or obstacles that get in the way of your creating wealth and keeping it once you have it. One of the reasons rich people are bigger than their problems goes back to what we discussed earlier. They don't focus on the problem. They focus on their goal. Again, the mind generally focuses on one predominant thing at a time, meaning that either you are whining about the problem or you are working on the solution. Rich and successful people are solution-oriented. They spend their time and energy strategizing and planning the answers to challenges that come up and creating systems to make certain that problem doesn't come up again. Poor and unsuccessful people are problem-oriented. They spend their time and energy bitching and complaining and seldom come up with anything creative to alleviate the problem, let alone make sure it doesn't happen again. Rich people do not back away from problems, do not avoid problems, and do not complain about problems. Rich people are financial warriors. In our seminars, the definition of a warrior we use is one who conquers oneself. The bottom line is that if you become a master at handling problems and overcoming any obstacle, what can stop you from success? The answer is nothing. And if nothing can stop you, you become unstoppable. And if you become unstoppable, what choices do you have in your life? The answer is all the choices. If you are unstoppable, anything and everything becomes available to you. You simply choose it and it's yours. How's that for freedom? Now place your hand on your heart and declare, I am bigger than any problems. I can handle any problems. Go ahead and touch your head now and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Whenever you are feeling upset over a big problem, point to yourself and say, mini me, mini me, mini me. Then take a deep breath and say to yourself, I can handle this. I am bigger than any problem. 2. Write down a problem you are having in your life right now. Then list 10 specific actions you can take to resolve or at least improve this situation. This will move you from problem thinking into solution thinking. First, there's a good chance you'll solve the problem. Second, you'll feel a heck of a lot better.